Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WrestleMania Backlash is tomorrow night, or tonight, depending on when you're listening to this. And Ashley Mann joins the show to give us her preview and predictions for what looks like a very predictable card. We will tell you what we think, and we have some surprises for you, as we have two title changes on this show that we both agree with could happen, as well as booking out to SummerSlam with some storylines. So let's get to it, Ashley and myself, right after this.
Hey, so if you guys haven't listened to the podcast Long Shot Leaders yet, you're missing out. And you may ask, what's so special about this podcast? Well, number one, it is hosted by Michael Stein. He's an entrepreneur, actor, filmmaker, comedian, and self-help expert. And he's come up with a really great idea for his show. What he does is tell stories of underdogs who found success. For example, some of his guests that he's had on Sean Spector, he's the co-founder of Gamefly and Dropoff. Bruce Valanche, he's a 6-time Emmy Award winner, writer, and actor. And most recently, he interviewed former WWE writer Vince Russo. And the conversation was awesome. I mean, we got insight from Vince that I have not heard from any other podcast, including what he believes makes a great wrestler, why some people can't stand Vince Russo today because of the on-screen heel character that he played. And he talked about something that means even more to him than the massive ratings that occurred during the Attitude Era. So guys, go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. It's available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. It's already got a perfect 5-star rating. I mean, that's unheard of with podcasts. So go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. There is such a great diversity of hosts and topics that it will definitely inspire you, and you'll be able to find something that you can relate to. So go check out Long Shot Leaders today.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, your number one source for the latest in WWE news and straightforward analysis.
Are you ready to get this thing going?
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Then let's get this show started right now.
Hey everybody, welcome to the WWE Podcast. And we have a full show for you. Great show with Ashley, longtime WWE co-host, WWE podcast co-host. Ashley is back to talk about Backlash that is going to be taking place tomorrow night. Again, depends on when you're listening. This could be tonight or it could be in the past. But either way, that's the topic at hand as we are going to go through our full preview and prediction of the show. And don't forget, if you want a direct access to me during the pay-per-view and other patrons, head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/WWE podcast, because if you do, you get secret VIP access to a Discord server that I'll be hosting, where we can all talk about the pay-per-view going on. So it'll be live in real time talking about the pay-per-view as it happens and hearing seeing your thoughts. And it'll be a really cool way to connect with my patrons. And so if that's one of the benefits, of course, many of them are available to you at patreon.com/WWE podcast, but that's just one of them that you can get over there. So I'd encourage you to do that, ad-free and free merchandise, mugs and t-shirts and shout-outs, all that kind of cool stuff. So head on over there if you so choose. But if not, I'm also on Twitter at @wrestling_audio. So, okay. Well, I think that's enough of the introduction, because I know you're here for Ashley and myself. And don't forget, though, tomorrow night, pay-per-view night, immediately following the pay-per-view, The Botch Guy, YouTube's The Botch Guy, and I will be doing a post-show for WrestleMania Backlash, and that'll be a blast, as it always is. He brings such a high energy, and his channel's growing leaps and bounds. I mean, if you guys don't jump on board now, you're going to miss it. He is just so great on YouTube. Check him out on the channel called The Botch Guy. You will be very glad you did, especially as a wrestling fan. There's really nobody like him. He's such a unique guy. I mean, it's just, he's great. So check him out there. It really does help support him and his family, even just by liking the video or watching it, for real. So, okay, guys, that is it for me. Lots of content coming, of course, with the pay-per-view weekend, which means sleepless nights for me, but more content for you. Yay. Okay, that's it. Thank you, everybody. As always, I'll talk to you next time. All right, welcome to your WrestleMania Backlash. Yes, guys, I said WrestleMania Backlash, not just Backlash, even though it is. Preview and prediction show with Ashley Mann back here to talk about the pay-per-view, give her thoughts, give her predictions. And hopefully, Ashley, this is the last time we will have to say WrestleMania in WrestleMania Backlash. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope so. WrestleMania Backlash, it's just every time I hear them like say WrestleMania, I think like I just think of actual WrestleMania, and then the Backlash, I'm like, yeah, that's right, and here we go. And it's just it just tickles me, because it kind of plays into like earlier in the year, or I guess last year now, with the SummerSlam, like their little slogans, like you'll never see it coming or something like that. It's just like, why? Like, you've been doing it for, like, it's just been Backlash for how long now? So it's just one of those things, but I guess in the long scheme of things, that's one of our least like griping points, hopefully. Oh,
definitely. I mean,
it's just so funny.
It's weird. And I brought this up. It's weird when, we have talent in the promo have to say WrestleMania Backlash. Like, they have to say the full name. Backlash just flows much better. Having them say WrestleMania Backlash, it's just... Like you said, it's like, oh, WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, no.
It just reminds you it's scripted.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a constant reminder. And I think they also met and exceeded their quota for the word momentum this past week. I mean, I'm not kidding. I counted at least seven times within an hour that they said it. I don't know what it is. They even have, I think, on the WWE home screen or splash page when SmackDown ended. It's just like, I don't know. Anyway, we have a pay-per-view coming up tomorrow night, of course, and with Backlash, as I abbreviate it to the proper term, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches on the show. One of them, I think, is surprisingly not there because they had it on SmackDown, and that's the... And I want to touch on this first, because we'll get to the card, and I want your overall thoughts, but I do want to ask, do you have any idea why they had Tamina and Natalya win the SmackDown or just win the Women's Tag Team Championships on SmackDown instead of the pay-per-view? They couldn't have waited. Is this all about ratings? Is it all about making Fox happy? Like, what is it about this that they just couldn't wait until, you know, two more nights?
Yeah, I don't know. And especially with it being Natalya and Tamina, the ones winning, like, and with it being their first reign and everything, you know, the feel good, like, story behind Tamina and things like that, you think they would want to accentuate that even a little bit more by having it on a pay-per-view itself. Even if it wasn't going to be a long, because like you said, there's, what, 6 matches? That's not a terribly long card. And they could have easily done, like, a quick 8-9-minute match and pretty much had the same effect and just give it a little bit more prestige since it is, you know, we want to build up the credibility of the tag team titles going forward. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking maybe just, like, maybe... I guess, you know, as crazy as it may sound, just like a shock factor, you know, just to remind you that, yeah, like, you, most of the time you're not going to get a title change on TV, but hey, you know, you do have to pay attention. And I honestly didn't even see it coming, to be frank with you. So I was taken a little off guard, and I'm so happy for it. I'm happy for Tamina, of course, yeah. and Natalya, but I'm so happy that being hopeful that Shayna and Nia are actually going to split apart now, and Shayna gets her just due, you know, and finally gets that monster push going forward. But that's just me, I guess, just wishful thinking. But yeah, I'm happy, and I was surprised, so I'll give them credit for that, if nothing else.
Definitely, you know, there is that. I will say, as much as I despise the constant need to put championship matches on TV, it does still have a little bit of special feeling when a title does change hands on free TV. It's starting to wane, I will say that, because of how often they're doing title matches on free TV, not on pay-per-views. Next week, they're even doing a Fatal 4-Way, I think it is, for the Intercontinental Championship with Apollo Crews, with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Apollo. Who else is in that match? Big E. So in that match, I'm like, what do you mean next week, Adam Pearce? Like, we have a pay-per-view in 2 nights. Why are you not doing it in 2 nights? So, I you know, that was a little bit confusing to me that they left that off the pay-per-view and just put it on next week on SmackDown. I will say it at least does add interest to watching SmackDown versus the pay-per-view. So there is that. But I'm happy for Tamina. I'm happy for Natalya. I think that the match was fine. Having Natalya get the pin on Nia Jax, I think, was the right move. Natalya getting the submission victory or the sharpshooter or anything like that. It also protects Shayna Baszler, that we are all waiting for her to just lose her mind and start snapping arms. That's what I want from Shayna Baszler. That's when she's at her best. Does anybody remember the Elimination Chamber from a couple of years ago when she just buzzsawed through every woman in the pod? So that's hopefully what comes of this, is a revitalized, reborn Shayna Baszler. Nia Jax, I don't really have any loving feelings for. I really don't care too much about what she does. I'm not a big fan of her, but Shayna Baszler is where it's at for me. And I just hope this is going to split these two and have her go her own their own ways. But I'm very happy for Tamina, especially Tamina. I'm not a big fan of Natalya's dream speech. I mean, everybody's got to have... if anybody can do it and their dreams aren't dead, you know, it's a little bit stomach churning with that kind of stuff. I don't know. Anyway, I'm happy for these two. Anything else on that?
Well, two quick things. Did you see the recap that they did? I think it was later that night where they were putting their side plates on the tag titles and pretty
No.
much like Tamina's little speech. Oh man, I just watched it a little bit ago. It's maybe like 2 or 3 minutes, but it was just Tamina was just saying, how much it means to her and how a lot of people may not put much credit or it just like reestablishes the title and just like how much it means to her and just the importance of actually winning a championship. And she just like really like it was just true emotion. Like she was just so like when she's actually saw like her name on the sides, like she got emotional there. And it was just so refreshing to see,
That's
because
cool. Yeah.
especially with the tag division, with the women's tag division, or I guess either for that matter, it's just been kind of like an afterthought or just not necessarily a joke, but not taken as seriously as I guess maybe we had hoped when it originally started, but it was refreshing to see, and I'm happy for them going forward as well. But it, really quick on with Nia and Shayna, if they do end up feuding against each other, who do you think is going to be the heel and the baby face in those roles? Do you think we're going to have a baby face Shayna, or because with what they've been doing with Nia being a bully for the past year and some change, like do you think they could actually turn her?
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
It's hard to turn Nia Jax babyface. I think it
Right.
is. It's going to be very different. Like, I think fans respect Shayna Baszler more than they respect Nia Jax. And Nia Jax has just a genuine, at least comes across on camera as just kind of a genuinely annoying, entitled, just her voice is also kind of annoying too. Just naturally who she is. And it's a compliment as a heel. So
yeah.
I think that Shayna Baszler, given the respect factor, would play the babyface in that role. Or perhaps they just do a quiet split and these two just, there's no confrontation. They don't want to do anything with those two. They just want them going their own ways. We've we've seen quiet splits before where there's just they just dissolve and they're gone. There's no explanation. I would actually be okay with that. I don't need a program with these two. But if there was going to be one, I think Shayna Baszler would play the babyface.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. And I think it would actually add a little bit more credibility to them as a team, because even though they started their team with kind of being forced to, I think if they did have like an amicable split, and especially if one went to one show and one stayed on the other, I think that would kind of just like just give them a little bit more credibility as well, just as a team in case they need to revisit it in the future.
And also, don't forget what they've done. They added so much value to the women's tag team titles.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you think about it, how like they didn't mean as much as they do now when they first captured them. So I have to give, as much as we may have been waiting for this team to split, I've been waiting for it since WrestleMania. I thought it would happen at WrestleMania. Yeah, it didn't. And it's just kind of like waiting and, come on, just break this team up. Just break them up. And they finally dropped the belts, which would tell you, hey, okay, they probably are on their way to Splitsville. But they, in their legacy of holding those belts, have added a lot of value. So credit to both women on that, because the SmackDown, or the women, I keep calling the SmackDown, the women's tag titles are worth more now than when they had the belts. So mission accomplished.
Absolutely.
All right. So I do want to comment on one thing, and I tweeted this out, and I wondered if you caught on to this too. Did you hear Michael Cole call Cesaro an upstart?
Yes, I did. Because I actually rewound it just a little bit to be like, did I hear that correctly? Because in my mind, an upstart is a rookie, a young upstart, like a young up-and-comer. Like that's how it all plays into each other, like a new person on the scene. And so, but Cesaro's been here, what, 10, 11 years, yep, like at least? In WWE, like not to mention like how long he's been wrestling in general. I was just like, really?
I'm like, who are you advertising to? People that have been watching wrestling for a couple of weeks? I mean, like, how many new fans do you think you have right now? I couldn't believe when he said that. I'm like, this can't be sarcasm. What does upstart mean to you, Cole? Apparently, they've redefined the meaning of that word to mean 10 plus a year veteran. That's what I said. I'm like, that's apparently what this is. It was bizarre. Unless we're misunderstanding what the word upstart means.
I could be wrong. Yes, I could be wrong.
So perhaps we are, but I've never heard it in any other context other than, like you said, a rookie, somebody who just came on the scene, who's starting to get hot, you know, like that's to me an upstart. But anyway, so Cole called Cesaro an upstart, but we'll weave some SmackDown thoughts in as we go down the card here. But let's start. Lumberjack match, Damian Priest versus The Miz. Ashley, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Damian Priest here. I think they'd be foolish if they didn't. Because Damian Priest, they need a credible babyface. And I think he could eventually go on to be a challenger for either title for that matter. But definitely, I could see him maybe even going straight to the main event title picture. Just with everything that they've been putting behind him the past few months. And I think they may be leaning towards breaking up Miz and Morrison. As I say that, you know, with WWE, it's so 50-50, so they may not be, and it just may just be what it is. But I think, especially with Maryse kind of coming back now and being more involved with things, I think, and with Frankie Monet being on SmackDown, and I would say that's Morrison's wife, I think maybe they could go that route eventually. So that's just way, way down the road. But yeah, I'm giving it to Damian Priest here. I think the Lumberjack match stipulation is interesting. And I'm curious to see if it actually, like, holds up or just because, you know, we've seen plenty of Lumberjack matches in the past where it doesn't mean anything. But I think Morrison still has something to do with the decision here, whether it's just simply throwing Miz back into the ring himself and Damian Priest, you know, getting the victory that way, just something as simple as that. But I think this may be the start for some dissension between them going forward and then Damian Priest kind of breaking off and doing his own thing.
Yeah, so, okay, your pick is Damian Priest. My pick is Damian Priest as well. I think this isn't a difficult match to pick, but it will at least get Damian Priest away from The Miz. I think they need to get away from one another. I still think that Damian Priest has a little bit of the Bad Bunny WrestleMania feel to him. And yes, Bad Bunny overperformed at WrestleMania. That's great. I wasn't a fan of the whole storyline, but credit to Bad Bunny, and I've said that 100 times. But the Damian Priest and The Miz, it feels like they've been on this road for a long time, really since after the Rumble when they first crossed paths. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time, 4 months that they have been at least indirectly or directly involved with one another. So, yeah, this is the conclusion of this program, I hope. And it does look like Damian Priest will come out victorious. I think he should. But like you said, the subplot is, does Morrison accidentally or intentionally or somewhere in between cost The Miz this match? I don't know. I will say it would be the best thing for both careers if they do split. I think they have squeezed every bit of juice out of the Miz TV and Dirt Sheets. Tell me the difference. I don't know. But out of all those segments that they possibly can, all the sophomoric humor that they can between The Miz and John Morrison. So to me, yes, Damian Priest wins. I'm not particularly invested emotionally in this match other than just kind of being excited that it's over and to see where The Miz goes next. If it is with John Morrison, do you think The Miz plays the babyface or the heel in that, if they do indeed split?
And that's the tough part. I think you have to stick with Miz being the heel and Morrison being the babyface, because Morrison is just so quirky, and just especially lately with what he's like with, I don't even want to say it, but Johnny Drip Drip. Like, I oh, think no. that, like, it pains me to say it.
You're banned, yeah.
I know, because, like, as I say, like, I just picture the word drip, like, in his hair, like, the bedazzle and everything, and it's just like, but that's the thing, like, we've been seeing this, like, that's not a heel, right? Like, I think if there was crowds there, I think they would be mildly entertained. And Morrison is his in-ring moves. Like, he just screams babyface. Like, he's so flashy. Like, it's easier to get behind him than it is Miz.
Yes.
Especially if Maurice is going to be involved, because it just makes me flashback to their feud with John Cena and Nikki Bella. And that was, for me, prime Miz era. Like, I thought they really dropped the ball after that program with The Miz. Because I just think, like, with Maurice right there, like, they just, and obviously Miz is a company guy, but they look like a it couple. Like, they look like a power couple. And I just wish that, you know, they would have not had Miz be so much of a joke, but they could very easily repackage, or not necessarily repackage, but, like, rebuild him and try to get some more heat behind him. And I think Miz, or Morrison, rather, would be a good foil for Miz. To maybe, like, do things, because your best friend you're more comfortable with, right? So you have more leeway. Like, you see that with Sheamus and Drew. Like, you just, things are a little more snug, and, like, there's just, you're just, that comfort factor is just there. So I honestly think it would be, for me at least, a pretty entertaining little feud, and then have Morrison break off of that and then go into, like, the U.S. title picture or whatever. But, yeah, that's just where I think that they could go. But what about you?
Hey, so if you guys haven't listened to the podcast Long Shot Leaders yet, you're missing out. And you may ask, what's so special about this podcast? Well, number one, it is hosted by Michael Stein. He's an entrepreneur, actor, filmmaker, comedian, and self-help expert. And he's come up with a really great idea for his show. What he does is tell stories of underdogs who found success. For example, some of his guests that he's had on, Sean Spector, he's the co-founder of Gamefly and Dropoff. Bruce Valanche, he's a 6-time Emmy Award winner, writer, and actor. And most recently, he interviewed former WWE writer Vince Russo. And the conversation was awesome. I mean, we got insight from Vince that I have not heard from any other podcast, including what he believes makes a great wrestler, why some people can't stand Vince Russo today because of the on-screen heel character that he played. And he talked about something that means even more to him than the massive ratings that occurred during the Attitude Era. So guys, go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. It's available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. It's already got a perfect 5-star rating. I mean, that's unheard of with podcasts. So go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. There is such a great diversity of hosts and topics that it will definitely inspire you, and you'll be able to find something that you can relate to. So go check out Long Shot Leaders today.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the WWE Podcast. Let's get back to more great wrestling audio.
Probably the Miz does play the heel. Morrison, when you get past all the sophomore nonsense that is just eye-rolling most times, he is good in the ring. He's got abs that I don't know how he's sustained this long in his life. I mean, I don't think he knows what bread is or any kind of carb. He is just in insane shape, and I give him all the credit in the world. That's not easy to maintain at all. So he is in incredible shape. He still can put on really good matches. So it's not the in-ring that's hurting him. It's his 15-year-old humor that Vince McMahon still finds appealing, and whoever he is trying to appeal to in the audience, I don't know. But I think once The Miz and Morrison break, if they do, of course we're two steps ahead here, I think mm-hmm. that Morrison does stay babyface and we see a different side of him. And I think fans would gravitate towards that. The Miz, I want Maurice to come back. I'd like Maurice in there kind of full time. I think, like you said, power couple, they feel... Maurice adds a lot to The Miz. There's just something about her and The Miz
really
together.
Does.
Her the way she speaks, she's good on the mic. I like The Miz and her together. So if she comes back and adds something to his character on a regular basis, I'd like that. And like you said, the John Cena stuff, man, I remember that. It was entertaining as hell. Having them, I believe they did a segment in at John Cena's house or pretending to be at his house.
Yes.
All the house rules.
With the rules. Gosh, that's so great. I'm going to rewatch that tonight. It's just so golden.
Yes. And if, like you said, if there's a golden age of Miz, that would be it for sure. So definitely. All right. Any thoughts on this finally before we continue with the card here?
No, that's pretty much it.
Good. SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. I'll take this one first. Ziggler and Rude, the Dirty Dogs, versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, the first ever father-son tag team. Or maybe they're challenging for a tag team championship, and if they win, they're the first ever father-son tag team. I think that's how it's billed. I don't know if they're the actual first ever tag team as a father and son, but to me, this is very easy. I think Rey Mysterio and Dominic win. And the reason is not because I don't like Ziggler and Rude. I think that they have done a nice job, although apparently the SmackDown Tag Team Championship is important enough to be on WrestleMania. But Dolph Ziggler and Rude are very good in the ring. And Mysterio and Ziggler put on a very good match this past week on SmackDown. But I think the reason Mysterio and Dominic win,
Rey Mysterio and Dominic win is because two things. Number one, they're all about making history. Anytime you hear about history, 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 we're going to make history, then they're putting it, you know, shoving it down your throat. I think they're setting you up for the moment of, oh my God, you know, the first time ever. What a feel good moment of the father and son being tag team champions. And it's a cool moment. That is pretty damn cool, I got to say. But also secondarily, they are setting this tag team championship team up to face the Usos. I think they can't do it with Rude and Ziggler being heels against the heel Usos. And I will say, eventually I think Jimmy Uso will come around. I know this is a secondary storyline here, but I think Jimmy Uso will come around. He'll rejoin the bloodline, even though they don't have the official name of that yet. And I think the Usos are going to target the tag team championships. They even talked about it this past week on SmackDown. And they can't do it against another heel team. So Mysterio and Dominic and Rey are going to win here. So it can be set up for a heel baby tag team championship run at some point later in the summer with the Usos. That's my thought. Ashley, I hope I didn't steal your thunder, but go ahead.
You actually stole everything I was about to say.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
You did. No, but I totally agree with you. And if nothing else, it'll be cool to see like the video package that they put together with, you know, flashing back to whatever, like 15 plus years ago when Dominic was first on SmackDown, you know, with Rey and Eddie Custody. Yes. Yeah, of course, we all know that. Yeah. So it'll just be cool just to see like that little story in just that little package, because you know they're going to put that together, whether they show it on actual air or have like a WWE.com exclusive or anything like that. Like, especially for Rey, like, I think this, like, WWE obviously doesn't really treat their legends well, especially the in-ring ones. I mean, just it breaks my heart to even watch Jeff Hardy on Raw and it's just hard. To see what it's that's a whole other rant. But in that token, like, I could see Rey very easily going down that path, and he was for a while. Like, he was losing a lot of matches for no real reason. So I'm happy for him. You know, I feel like this would be a nice feel good moment for him. And of course, like for Dominic, like be getting all this experience and to really be breaking through, like in getting his TV time and like promo time and stuff like that, which I guess he really has that much promo time, but you know, just like getting all of this experience and exposure now while he's still super young and to have his dad right there to kind of like lean on, I think it's perfect for him, you know, and I would be here for it, you know. What would it hurt, right? I mean, I'm a fan of Dolph and Rude, but they are kind of serviceable tag team, right? Like, they can be the champions just fine, but they can lose just fine. And it I don't want to say it not mean anything, but it not just be like this, I don't know, like, it won't be a big deal if they lose, because they could very easily regain it, like, in the next month or two. But I agree with you, though, that I think that they do have to put it on the Mysterios so the Usos can eventually take it off of them and the Bloodline. I'm just going to call them that because I think they have to at this point, right? I think that they'll just have that visual of, like, the Hurt Business for their stable and their family to have all the gold. So I think that is long-term what they should be going for, at least. But, yeah, and I think it'll just be a cool moment, if nothing else.
Yeah, to me, there is no value in keeping it on Ziggler and Rude. Like you said, they are just they're just your generically good tag team. And that's just what they are. It's not a bad thing. It's not a great thing. It's just kind of there. And the thing is, you know, you can plug and play them with anybody. That's an asset. They are that good. They're that adaptable, especially Ziggler. So I'm not trying to take anything away. But again, the way that Ziggler's career has gone, especially, somebody should do a documentary on Ziggler's career. I mean, how many different roles he's played? How many times he's flip-flopped from babyface to heel? He started off in the Spirit Squad, I think, right?
Yeah.
So he was in the Spirit Squad. Mikey. Was he Mikey?
I think it was Nikki.
Yeah. And to go from there to eventually cashing in the champion, the Money in the Bank after WrestleMania 27 or 28, whatever it was, and holding it as a transitional champion. And I think he won for Team Cena at the Authority versus Team Cena at the Survivor Series a number of years ago, which was a big moment for him. He's always had great matches, being compared to Shawn Michaels, but yet losing to Goldberg in 3 seconds and then doing commentary one week. It's so impossible to figure out what they do with Ziggler on a week-to-week versus month-to-month basis. Ziggler's career should be studied. I mean, somebody yeah. should do like a some kind of dissertation on Ziggler's career because it's just so all over the place, so inconsistent. But one thing has remained constant. He is so good in the ring, and it just has never translated to massive success. It just never has. And so I think that these two lose the belts here because the ultimate goal is twofold. Like we said, it's a father-son, great feel-good documentary capstone moment. And it is ultimately all roads lead to Roman Reigns' faction here. All roads lead to all of them holding the gold. The entire faction is going to hold gold, and that's how it should be. The bloodline is going to be completely draped in gold, I think, probably by SummerSlam. I think that's probably where the Usos will be crowned champions, and then Roman will retain. So that kind of spoils my pick, although it's not really a spoiler if you have been paying attention to wrestling over the last year. So, all right. I don't want to go on. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to the SmackDown Tag Team title match?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Raw Women's Championship match. This one's interesting as hell to me. Rhea Ripley, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Ashley, your turn here.
Yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for this one. I think it's going on Charlotte. Let me just start with that. But where I'm at a loss that is with Rhea Ripley, man. It's just, yeah. I just don't see how it could have gone this wrong, like, so fast. Like, it's just, like, she actually has a character and, like, a different look and, like, a different vibe completely. And it's just, I don't know if maybe the whole WrestleMania thing with her being the champion since Charlotte couldn't go, like, if that is what really just, like, threw a wrench in everything and now they're just, like, still scrambling and trying to figure out, like, what to really do with her. But it's so sad. Like, certain promos that she's done, it's just, like, it's just not her. And, like, it's kind of one of those things that just takes me right back to, like, that's why sometimes, like, I don't even enjoy watching NXT because I just think, like, okay, like, if they do go to the main roster, like, what's going to happen to them, you know? And if not, like, are we really going to have, like, an NXT lifer? Like, I don't know. So it's just, you kind of, like, you're scared to get invested, right? And it's just one of those things. This isn't even Charlotte's fault. Like, this isn't, like, Charlotte Flair, like, is ruining things. Like, no, in my opinion, like, this has nothing to do with Charlotte. Like, this is just with them not really knowing what to do with Ripley and just not letting her be herself or just, like, giving her bullet points and just, I don't know, just, she's just different. And you can tell, and it just really reminds me of Keith Lee. And, like, that's what scares me. And it scares me because I think she is going to lose tomorrow night. And I think Charlotte's going to win, which I honestly think she should at this point because Charlotte's, like, new version of her heel character is just so, like, on point. Like, I'm loving the whole I'm the opportunity angle to it and everything. So I think it would be in not for nothing. Like my point to that is which I think they will, once Charlotte does become the champion, I think that they need to solidify Rhea Ripley as a babyface and then have her chasing Charlotte because they can go right play off of last year's history and everything like that. And poor Asuka. I think Asuka may be taking some time off after this. I think she's just kind of there just to be there. Maybe she's the one who takes the pinfall. I don't know. So at least Ripley can say, well, you didn't pin me type of thing, which I guess is kind of typical now when we look at triple threat matches. But yeah, I don't hate this, but I wish I could be enjoying it more if I had more faith in Rhea's character right now. And I don't really blame her.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fully for this one.
When you look at this matchup on paper, if we knew nothing about the story, we didn't know how the characters translated, you'd look at this and go, oh my God, Ripley, Asuka, and Charlotte Flair, this is going to be awesome. Tell me the story. And I would say to the person, no. I don't want to. Just watch the match. Because I don't want exactly. to tell you the backstory for this, because you will enjoy it so much more if I don't ruin it for you. And that's unfortunate, given the name power here, given the brand power here. Charlotte Flair, to me, is the best thing about this match. And again, I'll explain why, which you kind of did. But Charlotte Flair feels like she's been reinvented, but she hasn't completely gotten rid of who she is. She still talks about herself as the queen, and that's fine. She straightened her hair. Like, she's wearing different outfits. Her promos don't feel robotic anymore. It just came back and was like, oh, I do that. Oh, I got it. Now I know exactly what to do. And her promo first back was awesome after WrestleMania, talking kind of as a shoot work, but it was a lot of truth in that promo. Charlotte Flair has been completely on point, like you said, since her return. I love what she's doing. That said, Asuka, you talk about a damaged character right now, and this is not to any fault of her own. She does what she can do in the ring. She's, of course, limited in the English language. We know this, but she used a lot of that to her advantage by just screaming and yelling in Japanese and being a cartoon character, and even with very limited English. But the problem was, and this is what did really the complete irreversible damage, was the complete lack of attention to the Raw Women's Championship for 6+ months. I mean, they didn't put it on a pay-per-view for 6 months. You forgot that she was the Raw Women's Champion. They completely neglected that championship, which by proxy completely makes you forget about Asuka. It was a crime of high crimes and misdemeanors. I mean, it was, to use a common phrase right now, it was an absolute mess of what they did with the Raw Women's Championship with Asuka, and it was
just so disrespectful.
It really is. There's no excuse. I've said this before. No. If I
you have
ask,
3 hours,
yeah,
like I'm sorry.
And if I said to creative or Vince, like, you know what, why, what's the problem? They would say, well, we don't have anyone for Asuka right now. I'd say BS, right? That's right. Crap, because to not have somebody, that there's no such thing. Because
you have 3 hours, how are you not building stars?
Exactly.
Like, or not just building talent.
Even if it wasn't the end goal of having her drop the belt to anybody, and that's fine. The end goal doesn't have to be her dropping the belt to new talent. But you use the championship and Asuka to build new talent, even if she's not going to drop it. That's fine. So there is zero excuse to have do what they did over the last 6, 7, 8 months, 9 months more now, since she won it really by accident with Becky Lynch going out last May, a year ago, during
Money
in the
Bank. And
just
thinking how drastic the division has changed since then, like, not to cut you off, but I was going back and watching some old, like, 98, 99 Raws the other night, and when you go to, like, the Raw section on the worst streaming app ever, Peacock,
it's so bad. Don't get me started. Go ahead.
Well, we don't have time tonight, but that should be, like, one of those extra shows where
people
bonus content. Like, I just, oh, my gosh. But Becky is the picture on when you go to the Raw section, and it's just, and it caught my, like, it really took me aback when I first turned it on, because and went to that page, I was like, man, like, how far have we fallen? At least on Raw, I'll just stay on Raw. That division is just so sad. And like you said, like, you went about six months with pretty much forgetting that there was a Raw Women's Champion. It's just, it's so drastic and so, like, alarming to see, like, the vast change between even a year ago and now.
Right. Think about that. Exactly. When Becky Lynch was champion, although she should have lost it to Shayna Baszler, we all know that, at last year's WrestleMania, mm-hmm. I still think she should have. Made no sense. And the people Same. Were starting to turn on her because she was like, people were ready for us to move on. But nonetheless, I think her pregnancy was probably the best thing for her career, because they were about to hit a crap storm, I think, from fans. Yes. They were at the boiling point.
Perfect timing for that in retrospect.
It really was. But you're right, and with all this progression that the women have made over the last several years, all the strides, you ignore a championship for 6 months? I mean, it's inexcusable.
On your flagship show, quote-unquote.
I don't want to hear anything from them. It's not like she was injured or having... No. She wasn't. There was none.
And if that's the case, you know they would have taken that title off of her so fast.
Sure.
Come on.
Well, that's if they remember that she had it. I mean, it's just anyway, that's Asuka. I'm a big fan of her in the ring. That's not the issue. I really don't blame Asuka for this. Now, of course, we don't know the inner workings or what, maybe something that's going on that we don't know, that we're not privy to. I doubt it. I still love her in-ring ability. So the physical part of this, I'm looking forward to. As far as Rhea Ripley goes, she does. She looks different. She feels different. She was different and is different. But they took what was great with her in NXT, and Vince looked at her. He's like, you know, scratching his chin. He's like, He's like, I can fix this. I'm like, and someone's like, no, Vince, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't touch it, don't touch her. And Vince is like, damn it, I'm gonna put my fingerprint on her. And that's what it feels like they've done with her, is like they've neutered her. It's weird, and they have like pumped in boos for her, so that we're supposed to be booing her. But I feel like I want to cheer her. Like, I don't know what to do. Her promos have been lame. Her matches up until this past week with Asuka were bad. I mean, they didn't have any chemistry, which is weird to say. The WrestleMania match was not great. Their Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania match was not great. And then this past match they had this week was actually much better. So it just, I think it took some time for them to acclimate their styles with one another and all that kind of thing. But I don't know what to think of Rhea Ripley. Like you said, it happened almost instantaneously when they put the belt on her. It's like, oh no. Like, you just felt it, and it hasn't felt good. So to me, here's my pick, by the way, Charlotte Flair. I think Charlotte Flair wins. I think it's the right move, which, you know, this will be shocking for a couple of reasons, because typically when a champion wins their first championship at WrestleMania, they hold it for 6 months. I mean, that's typically the rule, or at least till SummerSlam. That's usually the rule, that the championship decisions at Mania stick for a while, because you want Mania decisions to mean more. But in this case, I would get it off of Rhea before the poison continues to set in, get the belt off her, put it on Charlotte Flair, and have Rhea in chase mode. I'm fine with that. The other wild card we didn't talk about is Alexa Bliss. Do you think Alexa Bliss has some kind of say in this match?
Interesting. You know, I didn't even think about Alexa Bliss.
She's been threatening everybody.
Yeah. I would kind of see her maybe going after like a Shayna in some weird way. But no, I don't see her. I don't know. And that's such an interesting like tidbit as well, because I completely forgot about her for whatever reason. But I don't see it, because I don't see them wanting to involve Charlotte with an Alexa Bliss type of character right now. I just think that in their mind, Charlotte is in one world and Alexa is in a different world. I could be completely wrong, and not for nothing, it could be fascinating to see how Charlotte reacts to it. But no, I guess short answer, no, I don't see her being a factor, but I would be curious to see it though. What about you?
I actually think she will show up here. She's been threatening the women's division for quite a while. I don't think she's going to go after Flair though. Like you said, I think they're going to not interact, because that's a match that if they build it right with Alexa's side anyway, that people would want to see Flair versus Alexa, maybe at SummerSlam. I think it's going to, she's either going to attack Rhea or Asuka. And that to me is my guess. She said that she was staring at somebody in the ring, although many women were in the ring this past week when she said that, that somebody, I think Lily said, or Lily on behalf of Alexa said that, you know, she had her eye on somebody. And I think it's got to be Rhea or Asuka that that we have Alexa go after, maybe costing Rhea the championship, and it's Rhea and Alexa. But if Rhea's a babyface or a heel, that doesn't make sense. So maybe she'll attack Asuka, give Asuka something to do with Alexa Bliss, and probably ultimately cause Asuka to lose the opportunity, and Charlotte Flair wins and puts Rhea Ripley in a figure eight or something like that. So yeah, I think she will actually interfere. But it won't be against Charlotte Flair, not yet.
Hey, so if you guys haven't listened to the podcast Long Shot Leaders yet, you're missing out. And you may ask, what's so special about this podcast? Well, number one, it is hosted by Michael Stein. He's an entrepreneur, actor, filmmaker, comedian, and self-help expert. And he's come up with a really great idea for his show. What he does is tell stories of underdogs who found success. For example, some of his guests that he's had on: Sean Spector, he's the co-founder of Gamefly and Dropoff. Bruce Valanche, he's a six-time Emmy Award winner, writer, and actor. And most recently, he interviewed former WWE writer Vince Russo. And the conversation was awesome. I mean, we got insight from Vince that I have not heard from any other podcast, including what he believes makes a great wrestler, why some people can't stand Vince Russo today because of the on-screen heel character that he played. And he talked about something that means even more to him than the massive ratings that occurred during the Attitude Era. So guys, go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. It's available on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. It's already got a perfect 5-star rating. I mean, that's unheard of with podcasts. So go check out Long Shot Leaders with Michael Stein. There is such a great diversity of hosts and topics that it will definitely inspire you, and you'll be able to find something that you can relate to. So go check out Long Shot Leaders today.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the WWE Podcast. Let's get back to more great wrestling audio.
Yeah, and not for nothing, I would be curious just to see how a story would play out between Alexa and Asuka. Just the dynamic there. I think that just to see like what the promos would be like, since Asuka's, you know, not that she's not strong in promos, but obviously with the language barrier, it'd be really cool and intriguing to see like if Asuka were to go to the dark side, and if this would be like maybe a heel turn-ish for Asuka. So maybe they start up going, you know, against each other, but then she embraces the darkness and kind of goes in that direction. But I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, no, I and they actually did fight one another prior to WrestleMania when Asuka put the championship on the line against her, it really wasn't a true match. It was just all about a hocus pocus type thing. And Asuka was playing like she had just seen a ghost and she was super scared. And that was right before WrestleMania, I think. So they have had a very brief stint with one another, but I think that's my guess. Yeah. Flair is the champion. Asuka and Alexa Bliss go into a program, and Rhea Ripley continues to chase Flair. So, okay. The SmackDown side, Bianca Belair versus Bayley. So, is it my turn? No, your turn.
Yeah, first of all, I'm happy Bayley is at least getting the attention she deserves. I still will not forgive them for not having something credible for her to do at WrestleMania with the year that she had. But
you mean getting shoved down the ramp by the Bellas wasn't?
Silly me. Who needs a championship or a worthy match when you can be involved in that? Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's just, and maybe I'm biased. Like I've said multiple times, I'm a huge Bayley fan, especially just the growth that she's had in the year, 2 years now. So I would love to say that I think she's going to win here, but I don't. I think they're going to keep it on Bianca for a while longer. I'm going to build to a big match at SummerSlam. And I think Bayley is just a credible opponent for her to have a good, solid match with, but beat. And I think, not for nothing, I think Bianca does need that if they're going to be serious with her as a champion, which I think they should. Bayley, as much as I hate to say it, Bayley is a good, strong opponent for her to prove herself against and just solidify that, yeah, she does deserve to be the champion. Like, she can be the champion and carry that division. So I think Bianca's going to win here. It's been interesting just the direction she's been taking, like, her promos lately. And she walks that line, I think, of, like, being cocky, confident, or just depending. I think, and I don't know if eventually they may want to turn her heel, but I think, like, seeing her, like, be that heel, like, champion, and just, because I think she's definitely got the promo skills for it, and we've seen it in NXT, but I think seeing her as the champion on SmackDown, I think she could really just embrace it and just take off with it even more. But not that I see that happening anytime soon, but I think that they should keep it on her for a while. So as much as I wish they would be doing more with Bayley, I think Bianca's going to take it here. And not for nothing, I hope Bayley, I wish they could do, as much as I'm kind of being a hypocrite right now, but I wish they could kind of send Bayley to Raw and just, like, do a trade, but and just to freshen things up a bit and just to kind of just, I guess, yeah, just freshen things up a bit itself. But yeah, I don't know. And because as I say that, I'm kind of nervous. So if they do end up beating Bayley here, if they don't go directly back to the rematch, where Bayley goes from here. And I think that's why I'd be leaning towards a trade or just something to utilize her more with.
That's something that I'm glad you brought up about trades. I think that's the tip of the iceberg of what they need. I think they need a complete shakeup. And I know the draft technically doesn't take place till what, every September-ish? Time frame, September, October. Yeah, so we've got maybe 4 months, five possibly, of this same roster if they don't do a shakeup. Like you said, if they don't, it feels like both rosters need, like, just to completely be shooken up. It feels that way. It feels like things are getting a little stale. So if they're not going to do the draft early, which I don't think they would, then yeah, massive trades. Bring up new talent. That's what you do. You bring up maybe new talent from NXT or outside of NXT. And you do big, big trades. You can announce it. Trades make sense. I'm okay with it. What I don't like and I'm not okay with, and I'm very clear and consistent on, is that when people just show up randomly and there's no explanation. Oh, it's a quarter of the invitational. It's the wild card rule. It's we're not going to even tell you. They're just here. Right. I that kind of crap I don't like. So you're right. A trade, a big trade here and there would make all the difference for both shows. And I think it's about time they do it, to keep things, you know, fresh-ish through the summer before they get to the next big shakeup. So my pick is, without question, Bianca Belair. It's not even close to me. I think Bianca is doing a better job than Rhea Ripley is as champion, at least the booking of her. So I'm not completely blaming Rhea Ripley, but the booking of Bianca, I think, has been a little bit better, although not off the charts, but she feels better as a champion than Rhea does. And Bayley, to her credit, has somewhat, or not reinvented, but she's added wrinkles to herself to feel fresh by even just changing up her hair. It's not straight. She kind of like frizzed it up.
Yeah, it's little things that make the biggest difference, you know?
Exactly. Those little details make her feel like, okay, cool. Like she's evolving or she's just keeping things fresh. And that's exactly what it was. And she's wearing new outfits, you know, that I like. And her laughing now, like it's obnoxious, but her laughing and everything Bianca Belair said until Bianca brought up, okay, girl, I'm going to hurt you now. And she talked about what happened at WrestleMania. While she was winning a championship, you were getting shoved down the ramp by the Bellas, which was true. And Bianca, I think, has done a good job. It's interesting, though, that you have, and we've all accepted Bianca Belair as a babyface, considering what she is and what she defines her character as. She says she's the best, she's the strongest, she's the fastest, she's the best and brightest of everything, right? Like, there is no more arrogant character that you could create than saying you are the EST of everything. And yet we're all blind to that. And they presented it in a way that doesn't make it feel obnoxious. So I guess it's a credit to both women or both Bianca and creative. But when you really dive into it, you're like, you know what? This is kind of arrogant. Like, why are we cheering for her?
Right.
Yeah, it's weird. But yet, I think that they will have Bianca Belair go over. I don't think there's any question here. I expect a very good match. Could there be wacky interference from Sasha Banks or something? Maybe. You know, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. I would assume it's straight up with Bianca going over and continuing her reign, probably for, you know, maybe even through SummerSlam. I expect Bianca Belair, unlike Rhea Ripley, to have a much longer reign.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. Big time matches here. Let's get to the Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns versus Cesaro. Man, this is a pay-per-view that's going to be... When I look up and down the card, this is probably the most, quote, predictable pay-per-view, which scares the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
When we have pay-per-view lineups like this, what Vince does is usually do a shocker. And...
Never see it coming.
Yeah, I got to give WWE credit on that tagline because that truly was something I don't think anybody saw coming. I mentioned it briefly as a possibility, and then it left my mind because I said, it's been 6 years, they're never going to do it. And
right.
Congrats to everybody involved on that. But yeah, when a pay-per-view is this predictable, when you look at the Lumberjack match, Damian Priest, duh. SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. It looks like the Mysterios are going to win. The Raw Tag Team, the Raw Women's Belts. It looks like Charlotte's going to win because Rhea is blah. Asuka has already been champion. We have SmackDown. No question Bianca's going to win that. Universal Championship. Roman Reigns has to retain. So there's my pick. Very uninteresting. But there's just zero chance, I think, now that Cesaro... Not zero, but very minimal that Cesaro wins this. Because... They've put Cesaro in this scenario on a pay-per-view that doesn't warrant a big title change. If they had built Cesaro and Reigns all the way to SummerSlam, which I thought they would, then I would say Cesaro might actually have a chance. Because the way that Roman was presenting everything to us, it was, I'm never going to say yes. The answer will always be no. And my thought was, well, he's going to say no until he's forced to do it. Maybe if Cesaro wins Money in the Bank and he has to put the belt on the line against Cesaro. But they've done this so quick now, right to the next pay-per-view. To me, there's almost no chance that Cesaro wins here. I think Roman Reigns does win. I think it's probably from some wacky interference from Jimmy and or Jay. And I expect a very good match. That's always a given with Cesaro. And hard-hitting. So Roman Reigns retains. I would assume you're following suit on that.
Definitely am. And I agree. I think with the Money in the Bank, I think, and that was kind of what I was going to see if I can pick your brain about really quick, or at some point in the show, which champion, because I guess maybe I'm spoiler, I'm kind of predicting Bobby may retain. But even if he doesn't, I was kind of thinking, like, which champion would need the Money in the Bank factor more, like on which brand, since they're abiding by the brand split, they do like a certain amount from each show. So just thinking about like which champion would need that more just for like that new storyline. And of course, like I absolutely see Roman winning here, but I part of me wouldn't have been surprised if at some point Cesaro would have won just to give you that shock factor and then just have Roman win it right back. But with Jimmy coming back now and with how serious and just how deep that story is getting and it's going to get, it's kind of sad, but the story is more about, and what's on your mind is what's going on with Roman and in the Usos and just having Paul there more so than is Cesaro going to win the title. And I hate to say that, because if it was at a different time, I would be more willing to say he may have a shot here. But I think it should just be a given that Roman's going to retain, and rightfully so. Like, he absolutely should, which is the credit to Roman and what they've been doing. And I'm just so here for it. It's my favorite thing about WWE right now. But yeah, Cesaro's another one of those where I'm kind of worried about, like, when he does lose, what's going to happen to him, because I honestly don't see him winning Money in the Bank. I'm just kind of more concerned that he just may maybe fade into the back again. And this is just one of those, I hate to say it, but part of me feels like they're just kind of giving it to him now just to kind of say that they did. Not that he, of course, doesn't deserve it, obviously, in the shot, but, and they have been building him up very well, but it just doesn't feel right.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They didn't set this up very well to make you believe Cesaro could win it, at least to the trained eye, to the veteran wrestling fans like you and I. They didn't set it up in a pay-per-view that would make sense. They had teased it for several weeks, but they didn't do it in a way that you're like, oh, Cesaro's on fire, this feels right. It doesn't, it feels like they're at the beginning of this program, and it's not the time for him to win it. You know, if you're going to have him win it, it's at a big pay-per-view on chapter 3 or 4, not on the first go around with Cesaro. As great of a talent as he is in the ring, and I just don't think on the mic he's quite connecting yet, which has always been his weakness. It's not easy, but I don't think the right guy is Cesaro. I think what's going to happen now that they're doing this, like you said, I think Cesaro gets put back in his typical place of being in the upper mid card, occasionally visiting the main event and going back down. I think what's going to happen is, with Money in the Bank, I believe we have Big E win that Money in the Bank contract, challenge Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. I think that's what happens. I think, to answer your question, I think SmackDown needs that more, and it'll present a new challenger, and I think that challenger will be Big E cashing in on Roman Reigns, albeit he's a babyface. So with a babyface, with the Money Bank briefcase, you want the babyface to give the heel a heads up. That's what John Cena did. He failed. Among a couple of other babyfaces, I know it's a match that is designed for a heel to win because it's you want to hit somebody when they're at the most vulnerable. But if babyfaces win, and they have occasionally, they give them a heads up. I think Big E gives Roman Reigns a heads up. He's going to face him at XXX, whatever. SummerSlam, I think, is where he'll face him and potentially beat Roman Reigns, although we're getting five steps ahead. So that's my thought. Ultimately, this ends with Roman Reigns retaining. There's no other option, I think. It's frustrating because Cesaro could be built to so much more over the coming months. And maybe they'll revisit this, but to me, this is not the right time. So Roman retains, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, well, I think we both tipped our hands to this next match. But again, on a very predictable card, we need to be very careful, but we're going to go ahead. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Braun Strowman in a WWE Championship triple threat match. Okay, go ahead, Ashley.
Yeah. this one, I wouldn't be surprised if Drew won, but I think they're going to keep it on Lashley here. I think they again, would kind of be foolish not to. With MVP by his side, Bobby is just doing so well, and he's pretty much the highlight of Raw for me, or one of the few highlights. And I think that you need to continue going forward with him and just continue building him as this dominant champion. And I think Drew, as much as I hate to say it about Drew, because I'm a big Drew fan as well, I think Drew is one of those guys that he's kind of made now in a weird sense. And I think that he would be fine to go and have like a few like side feuds if he can even they can revisit if they want to go like the Sheamus route or just even with Jinder Mahal being back on Raw, they can maybe play into that. Since they have, the 3MB history. So I think right now Drew would kind of be okay to just kind of take a step back and do his own thing. And you just focus more on Bobby as being the dominant champion, have MVP continue to hype him up and just keep going in that direction. And hopefully if I'm, kind of booking too far out ahead, like we seem to have been doing tonight with SummerSlam, I think I ideally would be building towards a Brock Lesnar match, I still hold on to that as a possibility, and maybe it's foolish of me too, but I think there'd be money there. And I know with the whole Paul Heyman thing, and I don't know, they can figure that out, or they can just have Paul Heyman show up with Brock and not even, no one even pay attention to it. Cause that's just what WWE does sometimes, but or you can just have Brock come back and just have MVP kind of talk for Brock. Brock, he wasn't the worst promo. Like, I just think back to his feud with Eddie Guerrero. Like, he wasn't the worst. Like, and it was very entertaining. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority there, but I kind of enjoyed that version of Brock. But yeah, so that's way, way out there. But yeah, so I think Bobby's going to retain here. And I think Drew can go out and do his own thing, and then Braun can just, I hate to say it, but Braun can kind of just, and I don't mean it in the bad way or disrespectful way, but he can just kind of do whatever as well. Like, he can continue to try to reestablish himself as the monster and everything like that. But yeah, or maybe even him and Drew can feud for a while and just kind of build each other up there. But yeah, that's my pick. I think Bobby's going to retain it and just kind of move on. And I think they're all going to kind of move their own separate ways. Or at least I hope so, because at least I don't want to see another Drew and Bobby match for a while.
No. No, and that's why, to me, WrestleMania Backlash wraps up, WrestleMania. And this should be, like, I'm looking forward to past this pay-per-view because it gets rid of everything that was prior to and up to WrestleMania. It's like a new start after this pay-per-view. A new era, a new season, whatever you want to call it, should begin. We should see a lot of new feuds start on Monday and Friday following the pay-per-view. Everything should be wrapped up come this Sunday or tomorrow night with Backlash. But so my pick right off the bat is Lashley to win. Now with Drew McIntyre, I think what fans are feeling at this point is, okay, look, you were a great champion. You held it for the better part of a year. It's time for you to do other things. We understand how important the championship is, and I agree. I think that championships should be priority number one, because otherwise, what's everyone doing here if you're not trying to chase a championship? But Drew's identity has been so tied into and synonymous with either holding the belt or chasing the belt. I want to know what Drew McIntyre is and does when he's not chasing that championship, because it's been all about it. And again, I think there is value in that. And it ultimately rises everybody up, because now Drew wants it, which makes it more valuable, and it makes it feel more important, and it makes it feel like, oh man, everybody wants this. Somebody's got to get it. Who's going to have it? It creates a fever pitch. But Drew's done his time. Like you said, he is a made man at this point. I want him to be in a personal feud, some kind of revenge. I want him to just kick somebody's head off. Show me a different side of Drew that isn't all about the WWE Championship. It's been, what, 15 months since he's been champion, or at least he was first crowned as champion after beating Brock Lesnar. So it's been a long time since we've seen Drew in any program that's beyond chasing the championship. So I think fans are ready for him to move on. I think it's best for his career to do something on the side for a while. It'd freshen things up, and I think that's what will happen. As far as Braun Strowman goes, number one, I think he's there to take the pinfall. I don't think there's any doubt that Braun's in here to protect Drew and Bobby by being the out man. And after this, Braun can just go back to being mad about everything and yelling about everything, because everything that is on this earth, living or not, it pisses off Braun Strowman. I mean, he is angry at everything all the time. And I've said this, that he is the most... Look, I think Braun Strowman's an asset. I think he's got a great look. He does great things in the ring for his size. His promos are okay, sometimes good, sometimes not good, but he's like a C+, B- promo. He's okay. He's good to okay. And, he's changed up his look, at least this past week, by just wearing a t-shirt and jeans. I think that's better than his too tight army tactical, camo, whatever he was wearing. Yeah. That I can see him sweat through. I don't need that. And so I think Braun Strowman is an absolute asset. With that said, Braun Strowman is so one-dimensional. I mean, he's always angry at everything. He's screaming about everything. Everything's just anger and destruction. I don't want to feel like what Shane McMahon said was true, and that it's Braun, because it kind of feels like that sometimes with his character. He's just so tunnel visioned on just getting his hands on people. I don't want Braun to start coming out and, wearing, I don't know. I don't want to want any change in his character, but just something different after this. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person in that camp, but Braun Strowman has been kind of the same guy for a long time now. So as far as this match goes, I expect hard hitting, lots of finishers, and, everybody has a hope spot, and, we'll be reminded many, many times, because we all forget about the rules of a triple threat, that the champion doesn't need to be involved in the decision, because it is easy to forget. So
there are no rules, right?
Yeah, which that it's a simple solution. Everybody's like, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to do that with no DQ? Easy.
The one who does it is gone.
Yeah. The person that uses a chair or whatever, you're out of the match. I mean,
it's simple.
Very easy. I don't know why by default adding another person to the match just immediately necessitates no DQ. It's absolutely ridiculous. I expect a good to very good match. I really do. I think that all three men are going to put on hard hitting, a lot of finishes, claymores, and hope spots for all three men, ultimately leading to a Lashley victory over Braun Strowman. Drew not involved in the decision.
I agree.
Whew. Well, that was that is the card. Six matches on the Backlash card, and I think that, again, this scares me. I think there will be, ultimately, though, two title changes if they want a shock and awe as far as the women's belt on Raw and the SmackDown Tag Team Championship going to the Mysterios. So if they want to at least have some kind of interest in the match or the pay-per-view other than just everyone retaining, to me, and I think you as well, are the two matches that will probably happen in. And I think we did. Did we have all the picks the same?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I don't think that either.
I was just sitting here thinking, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that just kind of plays into what you said earlier about it kind of being a pretty predictable card. So I don't think that we were too, like, outlandish or anything like that on our picks. Even though they're the same.
No, I don't try to be the same. If one of us were different, I would actually like that, but I'm not going to just do it to do it. I want to make sure I'm right. Yeah.
Exactly. I want to be right. Like.
Do you have any dark horses, any kind of wacky theory or something that somebody could return or anything like that on the show? Or is it just kind of like your wrap up WrestleMania so we can stop saying WrestleMania and get to the next pay-per-view?
Yeah, no, I think we're going to hold off on surprises or any possibility of anything like that until maybe Money in the Bank. I think, and I'm hoping, like you said, that this is just truly a wrap up from WrestleMania and we just move on and focus on Money in the Bank and just that, how it's kind of, I think that'll kind of feel like the start of the new season, quote unquote. Whereas, you know, sometimes like with the Monday or the Monday Night Raw after Mania, it kind of feels like a thing, but I think, in my opinion, starting next week, respectively for Raw and SmackDown, it'll kind of be like a fresh start for everyone. At least I'm hoping so, but I'm kind of seeing it just kind of truly being a wrap-up and just moving forward.
Yeah, I hope it is. I don't want any, you know, and that's why I don't necessarily want screwy finishes, because you get screwy finishes, that means the program is going to continue. So the more straightforward finishes we can get, the better, so we can wrap things up here. Although, I will say Bianca Belair and Bayley is new. Bianca Belair and Bayley's new. Cesaro is sure. New. But it just feels like these matches do kind of have the WrestleMania feel. And, you know, hey, maybe they shouldn't just, you know, put WrestleMania on the show and you won't feel like it's a stale, kind of like warmed over WrestleMania card. So, I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view. I'm not elated by it. I'm ready for WrestleMania to be completely wrapped up after, really, from the Rumble. It's been 4 months since we've heard the word WrestleMania, so I'm ready to move on from it. I think we'll have two new champions and probably no big surprises or returns, and that'll probably be the pay-per-view. We'll all look at this and go, that was a B pay-per-view. That's probably what we're going to say.
I think so too.
But, all right, Ashley, it's been a pleasure as always. We will be probably back for the next pay-per-view review show or preview show, which I don't even know when Money in the Bank is. Do you? I feel like I should Google this.
Right. Since we're sitting there talking about it, right?
Who wants to Google first?
Money in the Bank. We'll see.
It's 4 weeks.
June 20th? Is that right?
June 20th.
That's what Wikipedia says.
One, two...
That seems really far. Well, I guess, yeah.
Five weeks.
Yeah, it is. Today is the 15th, May 15th. So, yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I don't mind five-week builds.
That's, no.
I mean, wow. Better than some. Okay. Wasn't there a pay-per-view that was like 1 week? It was like Payback. I think Payback was like 1 week build. There was, yeah.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that.
So, okay. Five-week build from this pay-per-view to the next. I'm all for it. And then I think it's Extreme Rules after that. I believe in July is Extreme Rules. And then SummerSlam. So
I believe so.
Yeah. So cool. All right. Well, Ashley, any social media you want to provide to us so people can follow you?
Yeah. Feel free to follow me on Twitter @ASHMANNS.
Very good. Very good. Ashley, thank you so much. I'll be watching the pay-per-view and interested to see your thoughts on it. Do you tweet throughout the show or like, of what's going on or your thoughts on the show?
Sometimes, and now with our favorite streaming site, Peacock, since I can't start the show back, you know, if I'm late, I have to, I'm kind of trying to make it a point to be there on time for it. So I'm going to try. So yes, but, you know, we'll see. I can't make any promises because sometimes, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'll catch it later. But with it not being like that on demand, I really, because I liked being able to just start it and then, you know, kind of just catch up that way. But yeah, I'm gonna try to make it a point to catch it live. What about you?
Cool. I was just gonna say, because I was gonna tell people, oh, you can, you know, catch your thoughts live, but I don't know if you tweet your thoughts live on Twitter, so
yeah,
I didn't
if
want to
I
put
catch
you on the spot.
It absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, by the way, that's two strikes mentioning Peacock on this show. Like you said, didn't you say like you were gonna get a VPN or something so that you can will that actually work? If you get a VPN, that'll it scrambles your IP address.
Yeah, my friend has it, says so. It thinks that he's in Canada, so he just continues to use the WWE network.
Okay, I may do that because I had ExpressVPN at one point, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. But if that's gonna work, I really despise Peacock that much. I may spend the extra money a month. Yeah, it is okay. Yeah, before we get on a massive rant about how awful Peacock is compared to the WWE Network, we'll end the show. So, Ashley, thanks so much for coming on. We will be in touch very shortly and hopefully before the pay-per-view. But I hope you have a good night.
Thanks. You too, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.